The next piece we're going to look at is by the American abstract expressionist artist Jackson Pollock. Pollock had a unique way of painting by dripping, splashing, throwing, and even pouring liquid paint onto the canvas. Not surprisingly, he placed his large canvases on the studio floor so that he could walk around them and approach his work from all directions and all perspectives. He said that this was the best way to feel closer to his art, to get inside it, if you like. Pollock's most famous paintings were all made during this drip phase, between 1947 and 1950. He became so renowned for this technique that Time magazine, for better or for worse, nicknamed him Jack the Dripper. Eventually, Pollock stopped giving his paintings real names and started calling them Number 1, Number 2, and so on. Many of his works were simply called Untitled, including the one you see before you now. Pollock explained this by saying that he wanted to put a stop to people trying to find associations between the name and the contents of the work. Instead, he wanted viewers to look deeply into his paintings and form their own opinions about them, to interpret them in their own way. Pollock's personality was just as volatile and unpredictable as his paintings. Like many artists, he struggled with the whole notion of fame and the pressures and expectations that came with it. He also struggled with alcoholism his whole life. In 1946, Pollock's career was cut short when he crashed his car while under the influence, less than a mile from his home in New York State. 60 years later, the painting he modestly called Number 5 sold in New York City for $181 million.